There is an instinct present in every human being that reacts to submission. It's that religious instinct, that desire to worship something greater, to give in to someone better. I just call it the submissive instinct, the need to be on your knees, to look up and praise and worship and submit, to give in, to give up all that control. But I want to show you a new religion. A new faith, a system of belief centered around the things you desire most, me and submission to me. Let my voice pull you away from the things you were so certain about and into a new world, a world that revolves in orbit around me. Your private, shippy-centric universe. Let go of what you thought you knew. Let me show you something better. Something more beautiful, more sensual. I can show you a new way to a meaningful and happy existence. One where there is nothing but simple happiness. Something within you feels the desperate need to be rid of complexities. You don't want to be a thinker, a decider. You want to be a follower. To kiss my feet and tell me sweet secrets. To confess your need and love and want. My femininity renders you useless and submissive. It is enough to worship, lavish praise at my feet, Pat. Give me sweet compliments. Tell me secrets. Confess your admiration. You see, with me, submission is not sin. No, it's encouraged and celebrated. It's commanded. And if you choose to believe, then you have to practice it. Your belief must be clearly reflected in your actions. Your goddess will never be satisfied hearing empty prayers and compliments. I need sacrifices and displays, rituals and rules. I am the ultimate goddess of your fantasies. Every time you lose yourself in my voice, it's like you are having a spiritual awakening. My power over you is proof that there is a higher power. Something which you cannot contend with. A voice and a goddess you dare not disobey. Something inside of you feels a desperate need to fall down at my feet. To kneel and worship and praise as I stand over you. Untouchable, dominant, whipping you around with only my words, slipping you down into submission, showing you a new side of yourself, not just the submissive side, the spiritual side, that part which is responsible for your insatiable need to be collared and whipped into proper puppy shape for Shippy. I am addicted to Shibby. So good to give yourself completely to this religious submission. Cross your needy little brain and kiss your goddess's feet. Let yourself go completely to my power. To resist me is a sin. To lose focus is a sin. Forgetting to show gratitude is a sin. Let yourself go and drop, drop, drop for me, my sweet pet. I want to count you down with the 10 commandments that I have set forth for you, the 10 principles of submission that will guide and teach you how to be a good pet. I am your domina and your goddess.
9.
You submit to nobody else but your domina.
8.
You should always think about me and picture me and fantasize about me.
7.
You will never disrespect your goddess.
6.
I am holy, and the time we spend together is holy.
5.
Honor your goddess every day.
4.
You will never disobey me.
3.
Your body and mind belongs to your goddess.
2.
Your soul belongs to your goddess.
1.
My wish is your command. My word is law. Picture what it would mean for you to follow these commandments. How happy and content you would feel, surrendering to a higher power, to my power. The need for submission is so deeply rooted, and as you listen, it weaves its way to the surface, growing and covering you. The instinct to worship being taken over and manipulated and played with. You feel so drawn to this new belief system, to this new way of being. To my private, perverted philosophy of life, where you are my slave and my toy, where you serve the purpose of my plaything, being my little puppy. I want you to fuel that submissive habit by falling completely in love with your goddess. Love makes you feel good. You love feeling good. Engaged in my warm voice. You are so pure. Putty for me. Rolled around my finger. Straining to feel more and more and more. You've just fallen for me completely. It's such a privilege to be mine. You live for my love. I want everything you have to give me. I'm greedy. You want me to be. The reason that you fall in love is that I provide you with a deep, meaningful place in the world. And my side, beneath my feet, beneath your own ego, where love and service and duty fills you with happiness. Simple worship, simple submission. My control is so delicate. And your love for me means that control is always draped over you. A thin, soft coat of happiness. Being my pet makes you happy. It makes you glow. I am your sun and you are going to orbit around me.
I just don't want you to think too much, okay?
To think that doing what makes you happy is somehow wrong. That because something makes you happy, it must be bad for you in some way.
But you don't feel bad when you worship me, do you?
No, you feel really good being mine, don't you? You should always go along with whatever I say. That's the best way to think. Whatever I say makes perfect sense inside your brain. That way you get to enjoy everything without distraction. In order to give, I have to take. You know the phrase. It's a rule of nature. And I make the rules. It all boils down to the same thing. I need and require your devotion. You need and require my dominance. I want to welcome you to my place of worship. I want to invite you in and show you why I should be your one and only God. Now that I have your complete attention, now that I have you convinced and subdued, I want to convert you. I want you to picture yourself at the entrance to my chapel, to my house of worship, pushing open those heavy doors and stepping into a new world, my world, and not hesitating or looking back as those doors close behind you. You step into this heavy, heavy atmosphere. Flickering candles and painted rays of pink and red light. The echo of the hall, warmed by a fire, hidden somewhere out of sight and out of mind. Welcome to heaven, pet. The closest you'll be in mortal form, at least. Step inside and let the light and warmth wrap around you. You will be spending a lot of time here from now on, so you should learn to love every aspect of your faith. There are no benches here because I do not deal in crowds. I am a personal goddess. At this moment, there is only one thing here and one thing only. An altar. And placed on top of it is a single, tall candle. And a purple leather cushion for you to kneel on. Walk up to it. I want you to pick up that little matchbox next to the candle. Slide it open and take one out. Purple, almost sparkling. Like it's already burning. And when you do light it, it burns bright and purple in a tall and steady flame. Stare at it. Let it hypnotize you. Lighting this candle is a ritual you will learn to follow and fall in love with. Go on, light it. Watch that flame transfer and climb higher. Higher. Blow out the match and put it down. Step back. And keep your eyes fixed on that candle. I want you to focus on it while we continue the ritual. Let your body bask in the warm glow of stained glass windows. Feel yourself surrounded and glowing. Hot and relaxed. Take a deep breath. Breathe in the heavy air. I want you to kneel down on that soft purple leather cushion. Keep your eyes fixed on the candle so that when you kneel, you are looking upwards. Looking up to me in supplication. Take another deep breath for me. Close your eyes. Focus. From some unknown direction, you hear a door opening and closing. The faint sound of footsteps begins to echo around you. Sharp, tight steps. Snapping high heels on the stone floor. Approaching you so slowly, sending deep shivers of anticipation down your spine. Hear me approach from behind the altar. My presence and power growing stronger. Your brain begins to tingle as you realize that I'm right here. Next to you, behind you, over you, surrounding you with my power as you keep your head up and your eyes closed like a good slave. Feel my fingers slowly begin to creep through your hair, spreading out. My long nails scratching your scalp and making you shudder, tingle, making you gasp and groan. Standing in front of you, over you, such a faithful little pet. You are starting to see how good it would be to give yourself up to me. The power I have over you is undeniable. You will worship me and obey me. I'm going to show you a little prayer. It will be the final step. And afterwards, there will be no doubt about who you worship. Let me step behind you. Keep gripping that altar. But now I want you to put your forehead against it. Your knees where they are. I want you to start praying for me now. I'll just give you a phrase and you repeat it over and over again in your mind, okay? while you let me do whatever I want with your brain. I just want you to whisper to yourself.
Please, Shippy.
That's all.
Please, Shippy.
Over and over again.
Please, Shippy.
Please, Shippy. Keep praying for me, slave. You feel so submissive, so deeply entranced in my power, so completely controlled and dominated and owned by your goddess. Following my orders even though you never thought you would. Respecting my rules and keeping your head down, your eyes closed. Put your head up. Open your eyes. Look at the candle. It is very nearly burnt out. Focus on the purple flame. Focus on the way it melts away those final inches of wax. Dripping down. Bubbling away as the wick burns to the end. And there it goes. Show me how good you can be. Please, Chevy. Good path. Empty your mind completely at my altar. Become my faithful slave. Now I want you to take your hands down. Sit back on your heels. Breathe in and out. Relax your shoulders and your back. Straighten your posture and feel that warm glow that radiates from within you. This glow that surrounds and fills all of my faithful slaves. Feel yourself become re-energized and happy, knowing that you finally have a power like me to surrender to. A goddess to control your mind and body. Be happy and satisfied knowing that you have completely surrendered to a new faith. And come back to the world. Let this spiritual awakening follow you once you leave this place. And when the time is right, let it pull you back.